This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu has granted assent to the sustainable harnessing and advancement of nuclear energy for transforming India Shanti Bill passed by Parliament during the winter session. The President granted assent to the Shanti Bill yesterday. The bill subsumes all laws dealing with civil nuclear sector and also opens it up for participation by private players. The Shanti Bill repealed the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010, which has proved to be an impediment in the growth of the civil nuclear sector in India. The law enables private companies and joint ventures to build, own, operate, and decommission nuclear power plants under a license from the government. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat Jiramji Bill 2025. The Parliament has passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. This is a significant push up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the Act as the next step forward for MNREGA, which is in favour of development and the poor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "The government is working round the clock with the farmers' interest as the top priority." The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of ammonia urea fertilizer project worth 10,601 crore rupees in Namrup in Dibrugarh, Assam yesterday. Mr. Modi said the nation's farmers and annadatas have a crucial role to play in building a developed India. He said farmer-friendly schemes are being extended to all.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman mein desh ke kisanon ki, yahan ke annadataon ki बहुत बड़ी भूमिका है इसलिए हमारी सरकार किसानों के हितों को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए दिन रात काम कर रही है यहां आप सभी को किसान हितैषी योजनाओं का लाभ दिया जा रहा है कृषि कल्याण की योजनाओं के बीच ये भी जरूरी है कि हमारे किसानों को खाद की निरंतर सप्लाई मिलती रहे आने वाले समय में ये यूरिया कारखाना
The Prime Minister emphasized the fertilizer plant in Namrup, in addition to catering to Assam's needs, will also serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports and generate sustainable employment opportunities. The Mahayuti alliance of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP has swept the elections to 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats by winning 207 posts of presidents of local bodies. The BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP combined restricted the opposition Mahavikas Agari to a collective tally of 44. According to the State Election Commission, BJP won 117 posts of municipal presidents, Shiv Sena won 53 and the NCP won 37 posts. The ruling BJP has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Arunachal Pradesh, securing a majority of seats in the Zilla Parishad and Gram Panchayat polls, which were held on December 15th. The government has assured that there is no imminent threat to the Aravalli's ecology amidst misleading and alarmist claims being circulated. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 International of the 5-match series in Vishakhapatnam last night. And that's the end of this news bulletin.